The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Welcome to worship with us today. Psalm 23 is beloved to many of us. So you will notice today's prayers and liturgies are really focused in on that. I pray that this brings you peace and helps you to know God's unconditional love for you. Friends, Jesus came to share the good news of God. We light this candle for the good news Jesus shared with us. The good news that wherever we go, God is with us. Let's join in the call to worship together. Day by day, God leads us to the deep, deep pools of peace, to the green, lush lawns of grace. Day by day, Jesus calls us to pour out ourselves in service, to anoint the stranger with hope. Day by day, the Holy Spirit shows us the community we could be, the family we are called to become. And would you join me in prayer? Loving Shepherd, you know our names, you care for us. When we face darkness and death, walk beside us. When we hunger for your love, fill us with your presence. When we are fearful, feed us at your table. May we dwell in the house of goodness and mercy all the days of our lives. Amen. Let's come together to the throne of grace, seeking God's mercy. Let's pray the prayer of confession together. Lord, we would follow you wherever you might lead. Forgive us when we stumble and when we stray. Forgive us when, distracted, we lose our way. Be the one to whom we turn, whose hand we hold, the shepherd who leads us safely home. Amen.
So, hear the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are sought, we are found, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us be salt and light to each other, giving and receiving forgiveness in the name of Christ. The peace of Christ be with you.
Good morning. I'm going to read a psalm this morning, which I think is a favorite psalm, Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters, and he restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Camino de Santiago is a spiritual pilgrimage of some 800 kilometers from the Pyrenees of France to the Atlantic Ocean in Santiago, Spain. I walked it alone in 2009 and walked another 300 or 400 kilometers of it with my wife, Keitha, a few years later. And on that trip, I spent some time walking with a Lutheran pastor named Matthew Anderson. On that trip, he told me a story on a day in which we had not walked together and he was by himself. He said, imagine a playground on the growing edge of a city. The area is so new that some of the lots backing onto the park where the playground sits still didn't have any grass or trees. And all around there are homes under construction. At this playground, there's only a few kids. All of the playground equipment, like the playground itself, is shiny and new. And on the curb sits a blue rental car. When the last kid leaves the playground, out of the car step two men and a woman. All three are dressed in pants and white shirts, the men also wearing dark ties. All three have sunglasses. They look like they stepped off a TV show from the 60s. And when the children are gone, these three Secret Service types hurry all over the playground with tape measures and clipboards. They hold stopwatches to measure the time it takes to get from the monkey bars to the teeter-totters. And they have little stuffed animals and figures that they try to stuff between the bars at the top of the slide. They jump up and down on the playset and measure angles between the slide and the sand, and even the depth of the sand they measure. Matthew reassures me this is a true story, he says. If you think this is unreal, I can tell you I was there, I saw it. I was in the little park near the playground, and eventually I just couldn't help myself. I approached one of the figures with the sunglasses and asked what they were doing. He said, we're the safety inspection team. It's our job to keep the children safe. I said, wouldn't it be easier to do all this checking when they're actually around so you can see the equipment in action? I said, oh, no, we're inspectors, not babysitters. We've been watching in our car for an hour and a half, and it's better to stay out of sight sometimes. That way no one gets worried or thinks there's something wrong. It's a lot easier to check the equipment, he added, when there's no kids to get in the way. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, because you are with me, not away from me, not beside me, not just watching from a distance, measuring distances with a tape and checking boxes on a spreadsheet. You are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. The writer of Psalm 21 wanted to find the most comforting, heartwarming image he could think of to describe just how God takes care of us, and came up with this. The Lord is our shepherd, not someone who sits behind the tinted glasses of a big car watching and waiting. someone who lives with us, who walks with us, who is as close to us as a shepherd is to their sheep. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters. For those growing up in the church, these are words that we have heard over and over again. And there's really something very touching about the 23rd Psalm. True, it reminds us of cuddly animals and children's services, children's sermons, Sunday school teachers, pictures of a smiling Jesus carrying a little lost lamb. But when you think about it, there's also a tough side to this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd is the psalm we associate with funerals. It's the most requested text ever. So if Psalm 23 is so important at funerals, shouldn't it be just as important or even more important while we're still alive? God is not just our shepherd for our last breaths. The shepherd is for now and here in the midst of our day-to-day, the driving, the shopping, the paying bills, and everything else. Still, of course, the Lord is our shepherd when we die or when we grieve, when we're sick. But the good shepherd is also the shepherd of the healthy, of children, teenagers, middle-aged, and active seniors. God is supposed to be our shepherd in every joy and every problem. What gives the image its power is its intimacy. God is our closest friend. The shepherd knows the smell of the top of our head like a good parent. Which of you, if your child asked you for bread, would give him a stone? Asked Jesus once. How much more so then will God give good things to you who ask it? As I mentioned, my wife Keith and I previously had spent parts of a spring in France and Spain on the Camino. This was Keith's initial attempt, and even though we didn't get it all walked, we did walked a fair distance from our starting point, and it was long enough to experience a few things. Firstly, we all know some things in life are essential and some are not. When your life is reduced to the items you carry on your back up a mountain or 25 kilometers along a valley, you begin to understand the things you don't need in your life. But secondly, even more importantly, walking on the Camino or a long trail like that reminds us that we all sometimes need help. Like the woman we bumped into who couldn't walk any further before going to the pharmacist and getting a brace for her knee. Someone helped her get there. Like the young man who was lost when it was getting dark and never would have made it to his next destination except for the taxi someone called to get him out of the cold. Or like us when we found ourselves in leaving Pamplona without the slightest idea of where the trail started. A very kind local man in his 80s sprinted up the street to point us in the right direction. Another time, a woman was hanging out of the upper window, waving us in the right direction. Like the man who, after Keitha hurt her foot, rode on his bicycle ahead of us to show us the bus stop, and who rode the bike out in the middle of the road in front of a bus to be sure that it would stop, or else we would have been run over. Gracias, thank you, we said to each of them. Buen camino, they replied, which simply means good way. We are, all of us, on our way. Our faith is not a system, a bureaucracy, or a method. As important as it is, it's not even faith in ourselves. Our faith is in the way and in community. It's a community that forms as we move through life. It might not always be the official church, but if we live in faith, we still call it the body of Christ. And we, for our part, might need to remind ourselves it's not just children or the extremely old who need caregivers. Most of us need to be cared for. Most of us love to be cared for more than we care to admit. You prepare a table before me. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. The old truths of our faith are the ones we were taught as children. The old truths, like congregations like this, were built to remind us of. The Lord is my shepherd, the one who will lead us to a quiet place to rest for a while, if we let ourselves be led. The one who wants to take our hands in this church and join them together so we can give each other strength and support as we walk through the world. The Lord is my shepherd. Despite what bureaucracies might tell us, there's really no way to practice love and care from a distance. Clipboards and efficiency charts and measurements might ensure that no one on that playground gets hurt, but those measures will never guarantee that any child will ever feel loved. It takes contact, real contact, and community along the way for love to grow. And then it takes our own openness to these experiences. Only if we let ourselves be both led and loved can we really feel the meaning of the last words of the 23rd Psalm. May these last words be our goal and also our promise. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. May it be so.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be back here worshiping with you, surrounded by the grace of our eternal and loving God. We're here gathered to give thanks for all of his generous gifts to each of us and to our church community here at Oceanside. And as well, we're here to raise up those who are in trouble in our world and right here in Oceanside. I'll leave some moments of silence for you to offer your own prayers during the prayer. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we give you our endless thanks and praise for the many gifts that you have bestowed upon each of us and your church here at St. Stephen's, where we worship. We are amazed by the generosity of your gifts and the creation that surrounds us here. Teach us to live as Jesus lived, so that we might live in communion with you in your amazing creation. Great Shepherd, lead us onto paths that bring harmony and love into our everyday lives as we share the many gifts you have given us, making your world a kinder and more compassionate place. We thank you for the love and grace that you share with each of us, and we are blessed by the teachings of your Son, Jesus, while he was here with us on earth. Jesus' teachings of how to love our neighbors as ourselves and how to focus on how we treat your creation each day are the basis of how we should live each day. Thank you for leading us on this path. Lord, we know that you created all of the beauty on the earth with its green pastures and clear running water to sustain us. Bring us into communion with you so that we can constantly be walking and talking with you. We also are only too aware of the fact that we have not respected the greatness of the creation that you share with us. Teach us, Lord, to be aware of you as we live each day in your nature and to walk with you on the various paths where you lead us. Ever-caring God, we know that there are many who find it hard to reach out for the blessings that you offer. Help us to help them by feeding, clothing, and comforting those less fortunate in our community and around the world so that your wish of on earth as it is in heaven is truly our guide to our daily work and connection to you. We humbly ask that you reach out to each of those in need and let them know they are not alone and that you are by their side, always. Healing God, we ask that you bring your healing love and grace to all of those who are feeling lost or uncared for in our community. We have many folks here in Oceanside who are suffering from illness, loneliness, and various types of grief, and we ask that you share your love and healing grace with each of them, letting them know they are not alone and that you are by their side. We ask that you also share your grace and healing love with all of those of your children around the world who are suffering from famine, wars, and climatic disasters. Lord, many leaders around the world are turning to the temptation of power and fortune and hate and turning it into horrific actions, causing wars and devastation to your children and your creation. We ask you, Lord, to install in those leaders the truth of your law of loving your neighbor as yourself, that it is the only way to bring true happiness into their own lives, encouraging them to put an end to the suffering they cause your children. Forgiving God, teach us to forgive those who have caused us pain or loss as you forgive us daily for the many transgressions that we commit against you and against our neighbors here on earth. Lord, we know that everyone is your child and that you care for all of your children, even those who might not lead the life you had planned for them. Help each of us to respect the value of those around us and to pray for grace for those who have lost their way. Great Shepherd, we ask that you provide leadership and vision and strength to those in your church here at St. Stephen's as we work to bring hope to your people. And we ask that you bring hope to your churches across the world with the encouragement to keep moving forward in the mission work that they have to do. Lord, bring us closer together as churches as we work to rekindle belief in your promise of eternal life in your presence. We know that with your guidance, we can forever be with you and our lives will overflow with your goodness. We ask that you guide the political leaders here in Canada and around your world that as they go about making decisions that affect your children. Help them to understand that the power of love and light will always triumph over darkness of evil and hate. Lord, we close our prayers this morning by offering our deep gratitude for your constant presence with us and the overflowing gift of your love and grace. And let us pray as the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Friends, for all the ways you provide for the ministries of God here at St. Stephen's, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Would you pray with me over all the gifts that have been offered this week? God of love, you provide for all our needs and guide us in your ways. Out of gratitude for your care, we bring our gifts before you. Use them for your work of caring, that all may walk without fear and drink deeply from your cup of abundance. Amen. I have one announcement for you today. Sadly, May the 10th is Reverend Kelly's last day with us as our temporary minister. If you are local and would like to join us in thanking him for his ministry amongst us, we will be worshipping that day in person at 10 o'clock. So if you're local and can join us, we would love to see you. I think there's going to be cake. We will still be online.
Having gathered together, we prepare to go into the world. Go in peace and love and care for another, and may God lead you to places of rest and renewal. May Christ Jesus give you life in abundance. May the Holy Spirit fill your hearts with gladness and generosity, both now and forevermore. You are known, you are loved, you are enough. Amen.
When peace like a river attendeth my way.